The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Championship point number two for Kearney Catholic. Rouse with the serve, floats it across to Smith. Connor set, slide, shunned off, down and good! And for the second straight year, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars are your C1 state champions.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference matchup from Centura as the Centurions welcome in the two-time defending state champion Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
And Myers will serve it at Krumel. Short set, middle, Grint block, ace block, Krolikowski. Boy, that just looked like Grint was hitting it against a brick wall. Krolikowski had a whole bunch of real estate covered there.
Kearney Catholic is off to a 6-0 start and has dropped only one set so far this season. Centura cracked the C2 top 10 this week after knocking off state-rated Gothenburg and will be trying to bounce back from a loss to rival St. Paul on Tuesday. It's the Stars and Centurions coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Centura High School with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Thursday night high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, glad to have you along on today's program as Kearney Catholic gets ready to take on Centura. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We've got an undefeated Kearney Catholic volleyball squad just six matches into the year. Centura coming off a big win over the weekend against state-rated Gothenburg, and Nebraska recruit Tiana Reeves moved into the C2 rankings at number 9, but then they lost on the road, as you heard, to their rival St. Paul on Tuesday. We'll take a break, look at the starting lineups, get you ready for tonight's varsity match after this.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and always the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers. First off, for Kearney Catholic, they'll be the visiting team here tonight. Their service rotation looks like this. Number 10 is a 5'5" senior, Allie Prososki. Number 17, a 5'7" senior, Paige Herbert. Number 8, 5'9" senior, Callie Oprecht. Number 6, a 5'9" junior, Maddie Squires. Number 4, a 5'6" senior, Whitney Colling. And number 9, 5'11" sophomore, Anna Squires. The libero for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars wears number 3, and that is 5'5" senior, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the two-time defending C1 state champion Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. They are 6-0 on the season and ranked number 1 in Class C1. They are coming off the championship of their own invite on Saturday where they defeated North Platte St. Pat's, Sutton, and handed Hastings St. Cecilia, the defending C2 state champion, their only loss of the season. In fact, in their six matches, Kearney Catholic has dropped just one set so far this year. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Centurions here at Centura. And starting first in the rotation is number 3, 5'10", senior Casey Krolikowski. Number 17 is a 5'10" senior, and that is Mackenzie Goretzky. She'll be followed in the rotation by number 12, a 5'11" junior in Maddie Roth. Number 16, 5'8" sophomore is Madison Myers. Number 10, 5'8" senior Emily Wells. And number 15 is a 5'10" senior Annika Gleason. The libero is number 2, 5'5" senior Mariah Neville. Head coach Allison Feeney, assisted by Donna Young and Robin Keilig. They are ninth in Class C2. The Centurions have a record of 4-3. Their four victories besides the win over Gothenburg include Central City, a nice straight set win over Wood River, and beating Cozad. Their losses are to conference rival Ord, Ogallala, who's ranked number 2, as high as number 2 in C1, and then Tuesday night to their rival St. Paul in four sets. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Want to remind you, we've got plenty of high school football action coming your way on Friday night, and that includes Kearney Catholic at Cozad, a top 10 C1 matchup. We'll have it for you with a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night on ESPN 1460. Here on Classic Hits, we'll be at Pleasanton as the Bulldogs take on the Loomis Wolves. Also, Overton will be at Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings and Aurora, 12:30 KHAS, and Adams Central will be in action as well against Scotts Bluff on ESPN 1550. You can hear all of those games online as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You put it all together, PlatteRiverPreps.com. The games are live. The podcasts are up shortly after the games conclude. Plus, there are photos of tonight's action you'll be able to see over the weekend as well. So get ready for that. It's all free, all for you to listen and view and use at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready for high school volleyball between Centurum and Kearney Catholic when we come back on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics.
Fanatic Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I want to thank Nate Weaver, the athletic director here at Centura, and all the fine folks for their hospitality. Thank you to the sponsors who helped bring us high school sports throughout the season. Not a whole lot going on the collegiate scene tonight, so it's the high school scene and some good duels going on. Grand Island Central Catholic is over at Gothenburg. You've got Aquinas taking on St. Cecilia Adams. Central's at Donovan Trumbull. Hastings is battling Holdridge as the Tri-Cities teams are concerned. There's also plenty of triangulars going on tonight. Axtell is hosting Elwood and Loomis. Bertrand has Arapahoe and Southern Valley. Lexington and Ravenna are up at Broken Bow. Deschler and Kennesaw are at Franklin. Heartland Lutheran is hosting Nebraska Lutheran in Cedar Bluffs. Overton has Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth in for action tonight. Centura in their maroon uniforms. The Centurions with the maroon uniforms with the white trim and black lettering. The green uniforms with gold and white trim for Kearney Catholic. Centura will move from right to left, and Kearney Catholic will move from left to right. As you view it along your radio dial, it looks like both of the liberos will start. That will be for Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi, and for Centura, Mariah Neville. First serve has been won on the coin flip by Centura, and we're ready to get things underway with Casey Krolikowski to fire it away. So Krolikowski pounds the ball, comes with that little hop running serve, and a beautiful one right over the top of the net. Kearney Catholic dumps it over with Prasoski, set right back on a quick one-timer, and it's good for a Centura point. Madison Myers was able to take advantage of the strong serve and pick up Centura's first point, 1-0. Krolikowski's serve, this one is well deep, but on the back line for an ace. Kearney Catholic was playing off the back line, and it dropped inside the tape, and it's 2-0 Centura. So we're still trying to see early on in the season what type of team Centura has. I know that was a tough loss Tuesday to St. Paul because they feel this is one of their better volleyball teams. Prasoski sets Herbert. She's off the block, picked up in the back row by the Centurions and Wells. To the outside, it'll be rolled across there by Myers. Kearney Catholic goes Herbert again. Herbert over the double block and deep out of bounds. Centura 3 and Kearney Catholic nothing. Kearney Catholic very balanced when it comes to the number of attacks that they have. Their team very balanced over the first six games of the season. Overpass, joust at the net, blocked down Centura. Strong serve, and give the tip down to Maddie Roth. And a good start here for the Centurions, off to a 4-0 lead on the opening serve. Kearney Catholic looking for their first point here on the road. And the serve a little deeper, and that one is too long and out of bounds. So good start for Centura. 4-1. Service error gives it back over to Kearney Catholic and Allie Prasoski to serve it away. Half step and floats it down the left line. Picked up there by Meyer. Set to the middle. Tipped across by Roth. Kearney Catholic had to keep it out of the net. Good job there by Squires. Free ball over for Centura. They'll come out and Myers will fire it across, but we have got a net violation called on Kearney Catholic. And a side out here for Centura. Seems unusually loud here in the gym. Good bass here for the vocals. It's not a large contingent of athletes, a student body over there, but they're making some noise as the serve is Mackenzie Goretzky. Stays on the back line. It'll be returned by Squires just deep off the back line. And Kearney Catholic trails 6-1. Centura continues to keep the ball in play. That's Carly Nitch, that has checked in to serve in the rotation. Nitch with the serve. High floater into the back corner. Picked up by Herbert. Set Prasoski. Herbert from the right corner. Good swing. It's dug out in the back row by Nitch and passed over. Prasoski tried to set it over and put it right into the tape. And Chris Connor is off the bench. And really, for the first time all season, the varsity's in trouble and a timeout will be called. Centura 7, Kearney Catholic 1. Opening set of tonight's duel on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Centura out on fire here. They've got a couple of kills, an ace serve, a little help from Kearney Catholic with three errors. But Centura up 7-1, forcing the Stars to call a timeout, and Carly Nitsch going for three in a row. Drives into the back corner to Whitney Colling. Prasoski, middle of the floor, gets it out to Squires. Off the tip, it's down and good. Maddie Squires will pick up the first kill of the match for Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away will be Paige Herbert. Again, a majority of the team either started or saw significant action last year for the state champs. Obviously, Shayla Connor, the all-state setter, the big hole that they had to replace, and they're still kind of tinkering with that. Prasoski doing the setting here. As Squires takes the middle attack, it is wide. There is no tip. Point Centura. Nobody was quite sure had that been touched by the Centurions or not. Annika Gleason re-enters the front row. And Mariah Neville, the libero, will serve it away. 8-2 Centurions first set. Picked up by Studi. Short set, middle attack. Driven it down is Oprek. First swing for Kelly Oprek. And she'll get her first kill. Again, for Kearney Catholic, they're so balanced when it comes to who has the most kills this season. It's actually Herbert with 40. But then you go to Anna Squires with 31. We haven't seen her get a swing yet. And Stars with an ace serve for Morgan Studi. And it's 8-4 Centura, game one. Studi goes well off that back line. Has a good jump serve. A lot of spin on it. That one's another beauty. Overpass right back to the Stars. Quick swing. Down and good. Squires. And that ends the point. And Centura calls a quick timeout. When you get Studi and usually Herbert back there, they can put on a quick run. And so Anna Squires took advantage of the strong serve on the overpass. She hammers it down. And although Kearney Catholic is still down, they've scored three in a row. Timeout Centura brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Centura 8, Kearney Catholic 5.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Back to play after the Centura timeout. Got a good rally going here. Good dig, Centura. Pass it over to Studi. High set to the outside. Kearney Catholic's going to go to Courtney Shundoff, who rotates in, and she'll terminate. So the Stars now with four straight to make it 8-6. And Centura desperately wanting to get Morgan Studi off that service line. Three back on serve receive, including the libero in Neville. And they're playing well off the back line. Studi, long serve in. Just mentioned, when you play off the back line against a good jump server, there's not much room for error. I'm surprised Centura's not playing a little bit farther back here and bringing their front row back. Another ace serve, the second for Studi, and a chance to tie it here. There's a short serve to keep them honest, and returned out of the back row by Myers. Centura doesn't want to see that nice lead evaporate so quickly. Studi takes a swing out of the back row. Dig is made by Nitsch. Attack driven across by Myers. Passed up to the net. Here is a quick one for Squires, and she'll put it down and good. And Kearney Catholic, that quick, has turned things around. Prasoski with the short quick set for Anna Squires, who gets her second kill. And that is six in a row for the Stars to tie this first set up at 8-8. Studi still on the service line. Lets one fly. Handled cleanly by Myers. They'll get it back to Madison, and she'll set it across just inside the back line for the point. Again, both teams playing off that back line a little more than you're used to seeing teams play, and we've seen quite a few balls land in that back 2 feet of the court. To serve it away, Madison Myers. She's got a jump serve. Beauty ace. Herbert laid out for it, but couldn't keep it in play, and it's 10-8 Centura. Game one, Already some volleyball action going on around the state tonight. We'll pass along some scores to you as the night progresses. Right now, Centura trying to build on their first set lead. And another great jump serve pass right back across by Squires, handled by Gleason, set across there by Kronikowski. Right at the net, Squires takes a drive through the double block, and it's down and good. Maddie Squires with her second kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic, and in to serve is Michelle Messbarger. And Messbarger serve. Right down the middle of Neville. Good pass to the middle. Outside attack, Kronikowski close to the net, lost her balance. And not only did she mishit it, she fell into the net, so there was no chance on that point for the Centurions. And it is 10-10. Best of five, play to 25. If we get to a fifth, the 15. Here's Centura to Kronikowski again. That time rattles it off the double block for a Centurion kill. First kill for Casey, and Centura has yet to trail here in the first set. 11-10. Back into the front row, Goretzky, and back to serve it away here for Centura. I believe that's going to be Wells. And across it comes. Back middle, Prasoski short set, Anna Squires over the double block, dug out off the rafters, still picked up by Kronikowski, sent over free ball by Gleason. Prasoski fakes the slide, comes outside to Shundoff, she's down and good. Courtney with her second kill, and now things are looking a little bit more like stars. As Shundoff is out, Whitney Colling comes in to serve and play that back row. 11-11 here in the first set. And across it comes. Stays in the back row, and from the 10-foot line, it'll be punched across by Gleason. Prasoski slides, Anna Squires right side. It hit the tape, rolled across. Good return there, but it's going to just sail wide and out of bounds. Squires will get credit for the kill. Bad break there for Centura. It actually caught up on the tape. The block was there, but it spun away, and the Stars have their first lead, 12-11. Centura, miscommunication, has to pass it across. Free ball again for the Stars. They'll go to the outside. Herbert over the double block, down and good. So much vertical on this Kearney Catholic team that they can elevate over most teams' blocks. And the Stars are on another 5-1 run, and they lead it 13-11. That's the key for Centura. Limit these runs. Line drive serve down the middle to Neville. Good pass right side. Gleason off the block of Herbert. Dug out by Colling. Prasoski sets Page way wide, but she's able to adjust and drive it down. Page with her second kill. 14-11, Kearney Catholic. Both teams have already used a timeout here. And Colling, the left-handed serve. Down the middle, pass right back. Colling gets it in the middle of the floor. Slide Squires, right side, off the block, and nobody picks it up. It was blocked well by Gleason, but miscommunication to the back row, and nobody picked it up. Squires now with a team-high 4 kills. And checking in for Centura will be Emily Kronikowski, just a freshman, to help with back row defense, or at least to change it up for a minute. Colling to serve. This one passed into the net, nothing they can do about an ace serve. Third ace for Kearney Catholic here. The first set in timeout will be called by Centura. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC, your score. Kearney Catholic 16, Centura 11, set one on Classic Hits.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Centura High School. Well, we're in the opening game. Centura jumped out 8-2, but since then, Kearney Catholic on a 14-3 run, and they lead it 16-11. Using their final timeout, Whitney Colling still serving for Kearney Catholic, set across by Casey Kronikowski, up by Messbarger, and a free ball comes across to Centura. The set by Myers, middle attack, Kronikowski, dug out by Colling, stays in the back row. Studi gets a run at it. She'll roll it across, overpassed, free ball, joust at the net. It is Kearney Catholic ball. Centura tipped it. They thought that it went off of Paige Herbert's hands. And we're doubling with the lines just to see if there was a tip. And they're not going to get it. This is going to end up being Kearney Catholic ball. Oh, the back linesman may change that up, and they are going to change it and give it to Centura. It looked like maybe by the reaction from Herbert that it went off her fingertips. And so we'll go with that. Kolakowski. And a side out here for Gleason to serve it up for Centura. Down 16-12. Over to Massparger. Prasoski outside Herbert. Herbert makes quick work. Right back to the Stars. Page with her third kill. Kearney Catholic, 12 kills already in this game. And back to serve it away will be Anna Squires. Anna right down the middle it goes, backing up to make the play. Neville set to the back row. Kronikowski, huge swing, overpass by the Stars, thrown down, but it's picked up there by Oprich off the middle attack. Trying to get the kill is Maddie Roth, but it comes back over to Kolakowski, and she'll finish. More than just a basketball player, Casey Kolakowski with her third kill. Side out Centura, trying to hang in there in game number one. After getting off to a good start, being very competitive here in the opening set. It again, big win against Gothenburg last week, and the good thing for Centura is they're C2 and probably going to be the favorite in their sub-district, although unfortunately for them, St. Cecilia is in their district. Here's a two-ball knocked down by the setter, Allie Prasoski. And the setter, Prasoski, will put it away. 18-13 Stars. Prasoski will go back and serve it up here. For Centura in their sub-district, it's Ravenna, Gibbon, Burwell, and Arcadia Loop City. On the other side, Donovan Trumbull, St. Cecilia, Franklin, Sandy Creek, Superior. As we come back to action here, Kearney Catholic gets it to Oprek, and Oprek will fit. No, wide. Wide. Kearney Catholic, now we go down. Official says there was a tip. So Oprek will get credit for the kill. Callie Oprek with her second kill. The way everybody was reacting, they had just figured it was a Stars point, but they're getting everything right here. Good communication by the referees. As the serve is across, and we're going to have a wide shot here from Myers, point, Kearney Catholic. And it is 19, make it 20-13. Prasoski serving. Allie gets it across safely, and it's set back over Kolakowski. Set outside and a double hit. A lift called on Kearney Catholic. Side out Centura. So after that great start, Centura has kind of slowed things down offensively. And coming in to serve it away, Carly Nitsch had a couple of points to help him get to that 8-2 lead. And the serve by Nitsch. Set Prasoski. Outside there is Squires. Close to the net. Did she stay out? Yes, she did. Kolakowski did. Got it to the outside to Myers, and Madison gets her third kill. Walking the tightrope over there was Casey Kolakowski. And the serve again by an inch. Parr and Wells are officials tonight. Everybody's seen them throughout the years as the serve goes deep and out of bounds. Back to Kearney Catholic. And Kylie Teal is going to check in. By the way, at the Adams Central invite today, got some news there. Golf today at Lachlan. Wow. Serve right side. The attack is going to be deep for Maddie Roth. 22-15. Kearney Catholic. Morgan Teal with an 80 wins the tournament. They also, the Stars do win the team title, and there was a hole-in-one today. Paige Herbert serves it across, 22-15 Stars, set to the right side, across by Roth. Kearney Catholic tracks it down. This time it's going to go to Teal. Over the double block, the dig is made by Neville. Set outside, half swing by Myers, trouble in the back row. Kearney Catholic recovers. They get it out to Squires. She's blocked. Good up by Studi. Good rally going here. Teal from off the net, blocked. Ace block, and the Centurions will get the first ace block of the match off the hands of Maddie Roth. By the way, the hole-in-one today came from Kayla Roth, so congratulations to Kayla knocking one home. 22-16, Kearney Catholic leading Centura. Neville serves for the Centurions. Teal gets a good look, and she'll go up. The ball will go down. First kill for Teal, 23-16. Stars with the lead. And Studi back there to serve it away. Trying to wrap up game number one. Studi's jump serve handled cleanly by Neville. Krolikowski will set to the outside. Gleason goes on the angle up in the back row by Herbert. Set outside. Teal again over the double block. Dug out by Nitsch. Krolikowski goes middle to Gleason and a miss hit. Attack error. Point, Kearney Catholic. And it is game point for the Stars here in the opener. It was a rough start for Kearney Catholic, but they got on fire the last time Studi was back there at the service line. Here her jump serve will go into the net at a point for Centura. So back to serve it away will be Madison Myers. She'll be back there the rest of the set unless they can get at least seven. Got a jump serve, had an ace last time. This one comes over to Teal. Prasoski short set for Squires in the middle. It's dug out by Neville. Centura will send it across, free ball, but might be deep, and it is. It sailed on Krolikowski, and the error will end game number one. Kearney Catholic 25, Centura 17. Stars were down 8-2 after a hot start by the Centurions, but they couldn't hold on. It was 8-8, and Kearney Catholic went up and won it by 8 points. We'll take a timeout. Be back with the unofficial numbers of game one in a moment on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers from the opening set here for Centura. Casey Krolikowski, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Maddie Roth had an ace block and a kill. Carly Nitsch, 3 service points. Madison Myers, an ace serve and 3 kills. 7 kills, 1 ace block, 2 ace serves for Centura. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had a service point. Kylie Teal, 1 kill. Morgan Studi ended up with 6 service points. 2 of them were aces. Whitney Colling, 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Madison Squires, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oprick, 2 kills. Anna Squires, 4 kills. Allie Prasoski, 2 service points and a kill. Paige Herbert, a service point, 3 kills. 15 kills, no ace blocks, 3 ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game one from Centura, 25-17. We'll start game two after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Kearney Catholic will serve it away to start the second set. Centura goes outside, and it's going to be put down by Maddie Roth for the first point. And Centura gets the first point for the second straight set, but they'll give it right back on Krolikowski's serve. She knew it as soon as she made contact. Into the middle of the net it went. And a side out here for the Stars, and Kylie Teal will play right away here as she enters. And Paige Herbert will serve it for the Stars. Paige, the 5'7 senior, fires it across, and Kearney Catholic will get it on a free ball. Here's Prasoski, back set for Squires. She comes from the right wing. Maddie puts it into the corner. Picked up, but then no one is able to get to the set, and Squires will get her third kill. Herbert, another mini jump serve, just that hop, pass very close to the net. Krolikowski sets it outside, pushed over by Myers. Stars go again, this time to the left side. Teal will rattle it off the block, good. Kylie with her second kill. Both teams have a little height. Nobody has that 6'1 player out there, though. 5'10, 5'11 along the line there for Centura. Kearney Catholic, Squires 5'11, Teal plays a little taller than that 5'9", as Herbert hits the tape and it comes across for the ace serve. So a break there for Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert with her first ace, fourth ace of the night for Kearney Catholic. Serve, back middle, handled cleanly that time by Wells. Pass middle, quick attack is going to be blocked up front by Oprick. Rattled back over by Centura. Now they'll set at the Stars, two Squires. Dug out Kolakowski, hit a rafter, picked up by Wells, and they'll save it. Across it comes from Gretzky. Kearney Catholic tries to go quick. Middle attack, Squire, she's deep. Out of bounds. They ran two, and Squires just deep. Side out Centura. And checking in to serve it away, Carly Nitch for Coach Feeney. And Nitch will fire this one. Deep middle. Herbert will take it. Set it to the outside for Teal. And off the back foot, it didn't get over the net. 4-3. Centura a chance to tie it here on the second serve of Carly Nitch. Nitch takes the run. Takes a little something off it. Cross court to Herbert. They'll go setting it to Squire. She tried to just tip it across in front of our up official, and it missed the tape. The court was pretty open there, but couldn't keep it in play, and it's 4-4 on the Stars' error. Nitch, that one's way deep and out of bounds. 5-4, Stars will get their second point of this set on a service error. Back into the front row, Anna Squires, and it's Studi to go back and serve it away. Jump serve, not near as high a toss, still a lot of power on it to Nitch. Krolikowski sets it outside, tapped across there by Madison Myers. Stars go to the right side. Here is the attack by Squires. It's down and good in the net anyway on Centura. Didn't matter, but give the kill to Maddie Squires. That'll be her fourth. 6-4, Stars and Studi. Again, Centura's got to get her off the line. With that jump serve, big serve. Neville handles it perfectly. Short set to the right side, dumped over by Roth. Here's a two ball across by Maddie Squires, handled by the Centurions. The pass is too close to the net on the set, but a good adjustment for the kill. Madison Myers, she had to go to her left hand and tipped it down. Good adjustment there by the sophomore outside hitter. Neville with the serve. Take it over to Studi. Prasoski runs it down. Teal tips it over the double block. Right there to pick it up, Kolakowski. Gleason in the middle, knocks it across, off the block to Squires, has to play it on the star side, and Maddie Squires will send it over to Neville. Here's Kolakowski, sending it outside, big swing by Myers, passed into the rafters, and it's down. Centura's Madison Myers with her team-high fifth kill. That had so much on it, the dig on the star side sent it all the way up to the roof. It missed the rafters, hit the roof, and then banged around on the way down. Neville with her first point on serve. Good one. Skimmed the net. Comes across. Trouble for the Stars. They roll it over. Free ball here. Two ball across by Wells, but not a lot on it. The Stars now will dump it right back. Waiting is Gleason. She takes a swing. Good run down by Prasoski. Another free ball here for Centura. Bump set. 10-foot line middle. Soft one across by Annika Gleason. Now a big swing by Teal of the Stars is down and good. Centura knows they missed a couple of opportunities there. They had the Stars scrambling and never could get a good set and had to take a couple of soft passes over. And eventually the Stars turned it around and got the kill and regained the lead 7-6. Michelle Messbarger to serve. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dana Brog-Caro, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stars set middle. Anna Squires is wide, and it comes back over to Centura. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-17 after Centura had jumped out to an 8-2 lead. And now it is 7-7 in game two. High toss on this jump serve, too high, and it sent it deep. When you toss it that high, it throws off your timing a little bit. And that time the sophomore Myers sent it to the back wall. That's the third service error of this game for Centura. And Whitney Colling in to serve for Kearney Catholic. Calling, line drive, stays in the back row, run down by Wells, passed across by Nitch. Probably was out, but close enough to the line that they played it. Herbert on the attack, blocked up front, dumped over by Prasoski. One more chance, here is Kolakowski, Casey for Centura, down for her fourth kill, first of this set. 8-8, game number two. And back to serve it away will be Emily Wells. Wells with the skip and the fire right down the middle to Mesbarger. Prasoski runs it down the middle of the floor. Outside, Herbert cuts it across. Tied up Gleason, but they keep it in play. And Gleason ends up setting it across. Free ball here. Stars go outside. Herbert, big swing. Neville overpasses. One ball swing down and good by Squires. Overpassed it just enough that Anna Squires could size it up and get her fifth kill. She'll go back and serve it away now at 9-8. Stars game two. And the serve. Lines it down the left side. Got it to Goretzky to the outside. The attack is picked up by the Stars. Now Herbert with a big swing. Goes near corner. And it's good. Paige with her fourth kill. Stars 10, Centurions 8. Again, it's the best 3 out of 5 tonight. Kearney Catholic did win the C and JV matches tonight. As Gleason gets a good swing, and Kearney Catholic got a hand on it, but not enough to keep it alive. Kill Centurions, her first. Centura's battling the number one team in the state right here. The decided underdog, but Centura volleyball has been steadily growing under Coach Allison Feeney. Here is Oprek to finish. Callie makes it 11-9. One, two, three, four, five, six players with at least two kills. Seven overall when you throw in the setter Prasoski that have a kill for the Stars. And Allie will now go back and serve it away. 11-9, game two, Kearney Catholic. They won the first one 25-17. Soft serve picked up by Neville. They get it to the outside, driven across by Roth. Off the tape, Stars will pick it up, return it with Madison Squires. And to the outside, it's returned by Centura. Studi digs, middle Oprek, driven across the nice dig by Myers and passed over by Madison. Free ball here. Squires sets to the outside. Herbert, she's blocked up front. Studi with a dig off the block by Goretzky. Set across. Centura's ready for it. To the middle. The attack is down and good by Maddie Roth. Great point by the Centurions. Probably their best of the night right there. They really had to play great defense. And then when they got their chance to get a swing, they terminate, and Casey Krolikowski goes back to serve it away. Number one in the rotation, but that one's deep. She started with a service error. This one's deep, and it's 12-10. And Centura has been giving the Stars some free points. Fourth service error. They know they've got to serve tough. They know that. And so they're taking some chances, and more errors than aces right now as Herbert serves for the Stars. Quickly to the outside, Myers all the way. Big swing, picked up Kearney Catholic and rolled back across by Maddie Squires. Outside it has to be tipped. It's tipped into the double block, and Oprek is there to block it down for Kearney Catholic. Not much that Myers could do there, and so Oprek blocked it down, and we will have our first timeout of the second set. Kearney Catholic 13, Centura 10. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
We're in the second set here at Centura. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-17, and they now lead in game two 13-10. Paige Herbert is at the service line here for the Stars. Out of the Centura timeout. Line drive serve, and it sails deep and out of bounds. Point Centura. That's the first service error of the game for Kearney Catholic. And Carly Nitsch re-enters here. Again, high school football tomorrow. Kearney Catholic at Cozad. ESPN 1460, pregame 6:30. Here on Classic Hits, Loomis at Pleasanton. Giltner Overton is on the breeze, 94.5, as Shundoff tips it across for the Stars. Outside attack, down and good. Madison Myers, her team high sixth. And it's a one-point game again. Nitsch has the most points on serve. They've been doing a great job off of Casey Krolikowski and Carly Nitsch's serve. All of Casey's come in the first set, though. She's had a couple errors here in game two. This one floats across from Nitsch to Studi. Middle attack, Oprick over the single block. Neville has it. A two-ball back over by Meyer. Stars are ready. Set right side. Maddie Squires drives it over. Kolakowski with the dig. Bump set to the outside. Myers for Centura. That's in the net. And four hits. Point for Kearney Catholic, 14-12. This is about the time where the Stars, they made their comeback last game, and then this is where they pulled away with Studi back there with the jump serve. The linesman has the double to side and calls it good. With that jump serve, it dives down so quickly, it did hit the tape for an ace serve, and they got it right. That'll be Studi's third ace. This one a soft serve. Picked up easily by Roth. Set to the outside. Myers blocked up front. Anna Squires. In fact, the sisters, Anna and Maddie, were both there. And it's 16-12. And here the Stars go again with Studi. This time no jump serve and put it in the net. Tried something a little different. And Coach Chris Connor points at herself. She must have told her to try a different area. And it ended up being a service error. So side out Centura and Mariah Neville. The senior libero just deep, right down the middle, but about 8 inches off that back line. The teams exchange service errors, and Kearney Catholic brings Michelle Messbarger back to the service line. Maddie Squires will check out. 17-13, game two. Don't forget NFL football currently airing on ESPN 1460. Falcons Buccaneers, as the attack from the left wing is going to sail off the back corner by Gleason. And it's a five-point lead for Kearney Catholic, 18-13. Messbarger serves it across. Centura, a little problem. They do get a swing, and it's just off the back line again, missing by mere inches, but that's the difference in the game right now. And so this is where Kearney Catholic is pulling away once again, and Centura will call their final timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-17, and they lead Centura in game two, 19-13, here on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Let's give you an update. College football, 3 minutes to go in the first half, and powerful number five Auburn trails at Kansas State. 7-3, Kansas State, 3:11 to go in the second quarter. And in the first quarter, Atlanta, a 7-0 lead over Tampa Bay on ESPN Radio. Out of the timeout, Messbarger serves for Kearney Catholic. Gleason will roll it across, picked up there by Shundoff, set to the outside. Anna Squires dug out into the ceiling. Stuff falls out of the ceiling, actually, and it's tipped over by Prasoski. Great get by Neville, but nobody able to grab it after that and call in the janitors. That's how powerful that was. That dig went all the way up and knocked down some ceiling tile. Or foam, as they've got it here. Back in the day, we would have said asbestos, but it's not that anymore. And what a job of knocking that down. And give credit here to the youngsters. They're right on top of it. And Nate Weaver's going to go get the big broom. We remind you that more high school volleyball coming your way next week, as the score here is 20-13. And for Kearney Catholic, we will see them again when Grand Island Central Catholic comes to Cope Gymnasium, and that will be on the 30th of September. The conference tournament this year is at Adams Central, where the Stars most likely, if they keep playing anything close to this, will be the number one seed, and that is coming up the second week of October. So we've got things cleaned up. Real quick job there. Michelle Messbarger to continue her serve here as the Stars lead it by a score of 20-13. Messbarger's serve handled by Neville right in the middle. Kolakowski sets it outside. And the younger of the Kolakowskis, Emily, is in. She's blocked out of bounds. Kill for the freshman, Emily Kolakowski. Point Centura, 20-14. And the jump serve coming up by Myers. Beauty Herbert handles it. Run down Prasoski, middle of the floor. Shundoff ran into her, had to bump it across. Free ball here, Centura. They'll go Casey Krolikowski, and she'll drive it straight down. Casey with her fifth kill of the match. 20-15, Kearney Catholic. And again, if Madison Myers can keep this jump serve under control here, possibilities exist. As the jump serve on the line, they let it go. A serve. It wasn't deep. It was right on the line in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. And three in a row here make it 20-16. And the jump serve again. Keep it in. Line drive across. Overpass into the net. And we have got a lift called on Kearney Catholic. It would have been blocked down anyway. Point here for Centura. Four in a row. Brings Coach Chris Connor of the Stars up off the bench. Maybe make a couple of adjustments here. Again, a very high toss by Myers. Adrenaline with her. Gets it over to Messbarger. Set middle. Anna Squires through the block. Dug out of the net, though, by Casey Krolikowski. And it's saved over. Stars run it down. Set outside. Shundoff cuts it down. You don't usually see the attacker still running and take that kind of a swing at it. And I think even she's chuckling a little bit. But good job by Courtney Shundoff to get her third kill. And comes at a key moment. Snaps the 4-0 run for Centura, 21-17, and calling in to serve for the Stars. Passes off the mark, run down by Wells. Free ball comes over to Kearney Catholic. Messbarger plays it. It was close to the back line. Here's Studi on the attack. She's deep. So Centura has got the better of it here over the last 6 points. 21-18, back into the front row, Mackenzie Goretzky. They've got to find a little more balance, though, up front here. It's either Myers or Krolikowski with almost all the kills. Wells to serve. Just on the back line, they're toying with it. Colling picks it up to the outside. Herbert, she'll terminate. Page with her fifth kill. Kearney Catholic 22, Centura 18. Luplat Conference Volleyball here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bolas, and Wood River. And the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anna Squires on the serve. Here is the set by Myers, and dumping it into the block. It rolls across the net, back over to Oprich. They'll set outside Herbert. Block is there, and it's in. Ace block. The Krolikowski sisters. Casey gets this one. Side out Centura. Can they find a way to scrap across a couple of points here? And they're going to leave Emily Krolikowski in to serve her first serve of the night. And Emily's serve down the middle to Messbarger. Here is the set outside Herbert from off the net. She'll take something off of it. Casey is able to dig it. Stays in the back row. Casey from 10 feet rolls it over for the kill. Sixth kill for Casey Krolikowski. And Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. A gritty Centura club is hanging in there. They were down 19-13, but they've cut it to 22-20. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at Centura High School as Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPrep.com's continuing coverage of high school volleyball brings us to this Lou Platte Conference matchup. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-17, and they lead 22-20 here in Game 2, but Centura has cut it to 2, and Emily Krolikowski to serve. Right down the middle, easily to Colling. Slide right side. Oprich is blocked. Dug out by Studi on a great block to Messbarger. Herbert hits it in the net. Point. Centura. The Centurions are on an 8-2 run, just like they started game one. Now it's late in game two. Emily Krolikowski, the freshman, at the service line for the tie. Studi with a dig. Set middle. Here is Oprich blocked up front. Another great dig by Studi. Two players down for Centura to pick it up. Casey Krolikowski drives it through the double block, and we're tied. 22-22. Kearney Catholic does have one timeout remaining. Centura looking to take the lead. And the serve down the middle to Colling. Good pass to Prasoski. Out to Herbert through the block. Centura dug it out of the net, but they are going to call a lift. And Herbert will get credit for the kill. Kearney Catholic has only lost one set, but to be quite honest, they put all of the backups in that game that they lost against Adams Central. So Centura trying to take the first set from the varsity as it's across here by Prasoski. Set up middle and confusion. It's set over. Free ball here for the Stars. They'll go to the outside. Herbert, money. You knew when Centura set the free ball over, that was not good. And Prasoski will get the service point, and it is game point, Kearney Catholic. They have been in a battle here in the second set. Prasoski serve. Late open up, but they're able to get it. Here's Kolakowski. The swing is into the net. And just like that, all the excitement coming back to tie it up. But a back-to-back points for Kearney Catholic, and they're able to hang on here in game two, 25-22. So the Stars are up 2-0. The Centurions, though, when they're playing well, they just have a couple of spurts where the Stars make major runs on them and they're digging out of a hole, but most of this match has been pretty even. They'll have to find a way to get things going in game three. We'll be back with the numbers after this.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Here's a look at your second set numbers for Centura. Mariah Neville, a service point. Casey Kolakowski, an ace block, 3 kills. Emily Kolakowski, 3 service points and a kill. Maddie Roth, 2 kills. Carly Ditch, 3 service points. Annika Gleason, a kill. Madison Myers, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. 10 kills, an ace block, and an ace serve for Centura. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 3 service points. Kylie Teal, 2 kills. Morgan Studi, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Maddie Squires, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, a kill. Callie Oprick, an ace block and a kill. Anna Squires, a service point, an ace block and a kill. Allie Prasoski, 2 service points and a kill. Paige Herbert, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. 11 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as Kearney Catholic wins it 25-22. We are ready to go right into set number 3 here. And so we'll just keep it here as Centura will serve it away here with Casey Kurlikowski out to Paige Herbert off the block. Did it stay in? No, it did not. Paige Herbert will get credit for the Kearney Catholic kill. We'll give you some composite numbers here in a moment. And back to serve it is Allie Prasoski. She'll drop it across to the front row to Roth. Set it back to her. She's blocked. Ace block. Oprah. Callie with her second ace block. And it's 2-0 Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic drawing first blood for the first time in these 3 sets. Prasoski now with 5 service points. And this time it's just a little wide and out of bounds. Point Centura. For Centura, Casey Kurlikowski and Madison Myers each have 6 kills. A couple of ace serves for Myers. For Kearney Catholic, 7 kills for Herbert, 5 for Anna Squires, 4 for Maddie Squires. And 3 ace serves for Studi, who leads the way from the service line. And Herbert on the right wing will take it home again. Number 8, 3-1, Kearney Catholic. They're 6-0. Centura 4-3, but the competition they've played, a win over Gothenburg, got them noticed and put in the top 10. They'll probably fall out next week, losing to St. Paul, and most likely, unless they really turn it around here, to the Stars. As Paige Herbert serves it across, dumped across there by Madison Myers. Quick return by Kearney Catholic. Myers gets another swing, and this time it's blocked. Maddie Squires is going to get this one. She and Oprick were up there. Oprick got the first one. Squires got this one. Kearney Catholic up 4-1. And you got to wonder how much adrenaline is left here for Centura. They've battled so hard in the first couple of sets. Across to Neville. Casey Krolikowski sets it out. Myers deep. And out of bounds. 5-1, Kearney Catholic. Herbert looking for three in a row here. So the first two games, Centura was hanging in there early. Not here in game number three. It's 5-1. Krolikowski sets Myers again. She'll set it across. Maddie Squires has to set it to Oprick. She is going to drive it off the block, and a lift is called. Oprick with the point. Fourth kill for Cali. 6-1. And a timeout will be taken here by Centura. Kearney Catholic won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-22, and they've jumped out to a 6-1 lead here in Game 3 over Centura. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. We welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Back to serve it away will be Paige Herbert. Line drive across it comes. And it has to be punched across there by Madison Myers. Right side, Maddie Squires down and good. A lot of Madisons, Squires, Myers, so many others. And that one is Maddie Squires with her fifth kill. And Kearney Catholic continues to build an early lead here, 7-1. And Herbert on the serve. Overset, close to the net. Good adjustment, though, by Roth. She was about up there shaking Cindy Wells' hands as the up referee, but was able to drop it down and get her fourth kill. And they have not been able to get her as involved as they would have liked so far tonight as Neville serves it across for the Centurions. Set outside Shundoff for the Stars right down the line. And the official is going to call it wide and out of bounds. Point Centura. Neville to serve. And she'll fire this a little deep, but it's played there by Herbert. Bump set for Oprick out of the back row. She'll get a good swing off the block of Gleason. She'll roll it off her own block, and it's passed over. Now Shundoff has to tip it across. Free ball Centurions. Krolikowski sets it to Myers over the single, picked up by Herbert in the back corner. Slide Maddie Squires. She'll tip it across. Neville is there. A two-ball return by the center, Casey Krolikowski. Good pancake that time by Herbert, and it's sent across. Madison Myers can only roll it over. A lot of just keep it alive here in this rally. Now Shundoff gets a swing, and it's down and good. Courtney Shundoff with her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic 8 and Centura 3. Thursday night NFL football. Falcons are killing Tampa Bay. It's 21-0 at the end of the first quarter of play. The home teams always seem to do well on Thursday night. A defensive touchdown to get it to 21-0. Two passing touchdowns for Matt Ryan. Right side attack for Madison Myers off the double block and the kill for Centura. First of the set, seventh of the match for Madison. She'll go back and serve it away. 25-17, 25-22. Kearney Catholic won the first two sets. They're up 8-4 here. Jump served by Myers. Picked up by Squires to the outside. Shundoff from off the net. Down and good. Courtney now with five kills. Five Stars with at least four kills in the match. 9-4. Michelle Messbarger is in to serve it away. And across it comes. They'll set Krolikowski. Good look from the left side. And she'll take it off the block for kill number seven. Side out Centura. Kearney Catholic's next action will be at a big-time tournament this weekend in Gothenburg. Gothenburg, Minden, both preseason ranked, and Hershey. It's a round robin, so Kearney Catholic and Minden, a rematch of last year's state final. They do play, I believe it's at 11 in the morning on Saturday. Good little ping pong in this rally. Back over to Kearney Catholic from the 10-foot line. Shunned off with the attack. It's blocked, but out of bounds by Goretzky and Kolakowski. And Courtney Shundoff continues to add to her total. Time for her to rotate out. And Whitney Colling will come in to serve. Kearney Catholic 10, Centura 5. Game 3, Stars up 2-0. And the serve is an ace by Whitney Colling. Dropped it in front of Wells in the far back corner. Colling with her second ace. Don't forget at the end of the match, whenever that may occur, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, coach interview, and more as Colling, strong serve, overpass, free ball above the net, and Anna Squires dunks it down. So just close to an ace, but Anna made sure of it with her sixth kill. And Colling now with 7 service points in the match, looking for 3 in a row on this trip. College football halftime, Auburn 10, Kansas State 7 at a top 20 matchup. Trouble on serve receive. They get it to Kolakowski. Takes a swing from the 10-foot line. Stars handle. Slide it to Anna Squires. Off the double block. Down and good. Back-to-back kills for Anna. Stars creating a lot of quick points right now with terminations. Whitney calling to serve. Don't forget UNK will play at home tomorrow night against undefeated Central Oklahoma. Saturday at noon against Missouri Southern. As we get back to action. Set to Kolakowski. She switches it up. Goes left-handed and tips it across for the kill. Coach Rick Squires here watching his daughters play tonight in Maddie and Anna. And then we'll be busy the next 2 days coaching his ball club. Top 25 matchup in Hastings as well as they take on Dort Saturday afternoon. And the Huskers, number 9, will host number 2 Texas at the Devaney Center at 2 o'clock on Saturday. As Anna Squires takes the swing and block down, ace block, Maddie Roth. That'll be the second for Maddie. Point Centurions. Emily back there serving, but this time it's in the net. So she got 1, second serve into the twine, and back to Anna Squires for Kearney Catholic. 14-7, game 3. Spins this over to the far wing to Kolakowski. Set it back to Casey in the middle. She's blocked up front. Oprick. Callie Oprick will get the ace block, her third. 15-7, Kearney Catholic. As big a lead as they have had tonight, they won the first set 25-17, and they also lead by 8 right here. Anna Squires down the middle to Neville. Centura sets outside off the back foot. It's driven over by Roth. Here comes Herbert for the Stars. Near side attack dug out nicely by Wells. Kolakowski gets up in the air and mishit it. She tried to go to that left-hand tip again and just take it right down the net. But she actually brought it back into her own court. Point. Sent Kearney Catholic, 16-7. Squires serve at Kolakowski again. Set it to the right side. Taken across by Goretzky. Blocked back at her. Neville picks it up and sends it over. Stars slide Oprick from the right. She's blocked up front by Kolakowski. Stars try again. Other side, Herbert. She's blocked up there. That time by Myers. Quick one ball. Returned by Maddie Roth. And a back row attack is out of bounds by Anna Squires. Great defense at the net there. Maddie Roth with a couple of blocks in that rally ended up getting the point for the Centurions. And we'll start over again. Number 1 in the service rotation is Casey Kolakowski. And the Centurions need a little run here. They're down 16-8. Third set over to Colling. Versosky's running everything down from the 10-foot line, angled across by Herbert, overpass into the front row for the Stars. Two ball, Prusoski, dug out Wells. Kolakowski sets close to the net, punched across by Madison Myers. Free ball again, set outside Herbert. This time she'll have to adjust and just tip it over. Middle attack by Roth, good dig by Herbert. Back row, Studi, hit the net and went down. You always feel just like it's a cheap point. Doesn't matter how good the play was. The block was there, and it hit the tape and kicked it and spun it around the single block. And Morgan Studi will have her first kill of the match. Side out Stars, and Allie Prusoski to serve, 17-8, Kearney Catholic. Right side attack up there by Goretzky, blocked again by the Stars. Picked up and Roth in the middle will terminate. After that block, it got back to the Centura middle in a hurry. And Maddie Roth with her fifth kill. So again, Kearney Catholic gets out to a good lead, and Centura starts scrapping with them, but they're down by 8. And Carly Nitsch will serve. This has been their best rotation tonight. Across to Herbert. Prasoski serves it right, or sends it right back to Herbert. Blocked up front by Roth, and it's good. Miscommunication by the Stars. Herbert thought they were going to bump set it to her, and the rest of the team thought that she was going to play the two ball. And Roth will have her sixth. Well, let's call that a block. We'll call it a third ace block. 17-10. Serve across by Nitsch. Outside attack blocked again by Roth. That time she got in the face of McKenna Butler, who has checked in. Fourth ace block by Roth, third in this set. 17-11. Again, though, Centura's playing the number one team and two-time defending champion. They're playing them strong, and they're C2, which means they don't have to worry about them in the postseason, although St. Cecilia's over there. But this is a good-looking team tonight. Blocked again on the Herbert attack. Blocked again, Butler, and it's Roth just dominating the net right now. Stars have to do something a little bit different. Maddie Roth, they must think that there's three of her out there for Kearney Catholic. 17-12. We said this is their best rotation, and Nitsch proving it again. 10 points from the service line, going for it right here. Sends Studi deep middle. Prasoski short set. Oprick over the block, and that time it's good. Callie Oprick with her fifth kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Stars 18, Centura 12. Stars won the first two sets, 25-17, 25-22. Centura was up 8-2 in the first set, and then they were down by 7 in the second set before tying it at 22, and the Stars got the last three. Herbert serves it across. Here is a set back over by Wells. Stars will pass it, middle it, and the back set deep. And, oh, no, a tip. A tip will be called, and Kearney Catholic will get the kill. Morgan Studi out of the back row gets the kill and a point for the Stars. 19-12. Down the middle it goes. Standing spike just to save it across by Myers. Pass back over. Centura sets outside for Myers. Her attack right at Herbert. Prasoski sets. Has to be bumped over by Oprick, and it's just off the back line and out of bounds. Point Centura. Don't forget when we're done, the New West post-game show. So stay with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Neville to serve for Centura, down 19-13. Set to the outside, Teal back in, takes it off the block, down and good. Kylie just a little more up out there. Anna Squires in, Oprek out. Morgan Studi back to serve it away. 20-13. Last game, Centura came back from a 20-13 deficit, but they've got to get Studi off the line immediately. Jump serve handled by Neville. Right in the middle, Kolakowski sets outside from Casey to Emily. Drives it over. It's passed back out of bounds. Kill Centura. Emily Kolakowski, the freshman, gets her second of the match. And Centura gets Studi off the line without surrendering a point. Now jump server Madison Myers for Centura. Bullet across. Herbert with a great dig, though. They get it in the middle to Anna Squires. Off the tip, Nitsch with the dig. Set is off the mark, so Wells passes it over. Free ball for the Stars. They'll go all the way outside to Teal again. Blocked! Ace block! Casey Krolikowski and Emily Krolikowski at the net. With the block, looks like, again, from the celebration, maybe Emily got a little more of that one. Point Centura. And Myers to serve. Madison jump serve, another good one. Studi has it. Prasoski runs it down. Right side, Butler rolls it over. Found the opening in the front middle. And McKenna Butler, seeing her first action here in the third set, gets the kill. Now she rotates out. And to serve will be Michelle Messbarger. Kearney Catholic 21, Centura 15 in the third set. Stars are up 2-0. Serve, Messbarger. A strong one down the middle to Nitsch. Bump set to Casey Kolakowski. Shoves it into the far corner. Herbert's right there. Slide Anna Squires over everything and out of bounds. Point. Centura. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dana Brog, and Bolas, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. To serve it away, Emily Wells, looking for her first point on serve of this match. Back line, it gets to Messbarger to the outside. Teal, boy, what a dig by Wells to the outside. Emily Krolikowski, the angle, just missed the line and out of bounds. Good pass, and the freshman had the right idea. It was just a tad strong. point for Kearney Catholic, 22-16, and Whitney calling in to serve for the Stars. And the serve by Calling. Across it comes, picked up by Krolikowski. Emily into the middle to Casey. She'll attack over past Stars, and Casey sends it right back at him and gets the kill. Boy, she's got volleyball smarts up there. When that free ball comes over, she knows exactly where the opening is, where the system broke down at. And now Emily Krolikowski to serve it. Had three critical points late in game two from the service line and needs about that many here, trailing 22-17. Make sure it's a safe one in the back middle to Massbarger. Set on the mini slide to the middle. Squires had to tip it over. Set outside Casey Krolikowski. She'll terminate. That is a match high. 10 kills for Centura senior Casey Krolikowski. And the 7-point lead cut down to 4. 22-18. Served by Emily Krolikowski, the freshman beauty. That could be trouble. It's an ace. That one wasn't near as deep, and Emily will have her first ace serve. Kearney Catholic has both timeouts should they need them. 22-19. Emily Krolikowski serve, moves that one around. Colling gets under it, but again, looks like they're going to have to take a swing at it. Anna Squires into the net. She took a chance by getting the swing. Another error and a timeout. Kearney Catholic, and here they come again. Centura spots the Stars and then makes these big rallies. Can they do it again? Kearney Catholic's up 2-0, and they lead 22-20 here in the third set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Good match going on right here, even though Kearney Catholic is 3 points away from the sweep. It has been very competitive. Centura out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. They've cut it from 7-2. Emily Krolikowski to serve and too much on it out of bounds. So the timeout did take the momentum away. Kearney Catholic now 2 points away from the match. And Anna Squires to serve at 23-20. Serve is across. Picked up by Neville. Pass back to the middle. A free ball coming across from Roth. Messbarger to Prasoski. Oprek goes with a left-hand kill. Callie Oprek with number 6, and it is match point. Kearney Catholic 24-20. But I dare say, even though Kearney Catholic beat Hastings St. Cecilia and went 4 with Adams Central with the set they lost, the JV's playing, this is probably their most competitive match of the year. Anna Squires with the serve. Over to Neville. Here is the set by Myers. Middle attack, Casey Krolikowski. It's passed back, but out of bounds. Krolikowski with her 11th kill. We play on. One more glimmer of hope for the Centurions, and Casey Krolikowski will serve. Match point number 2 for Kearney Catholic, 24-21. And Casey serve. Safely down the middle to Calling. Prasoski sets. Outside Herbert. She will drive it over. Dug out by Madison Myers. Set back to Madison. Off the block. Got the kill. Point Centura. 8th kill for Madison Myers. Just the second here in this set. It is match point number 3 for Kearney Catholic. 24-22. Casey Krolikowski takes the breath, fires it safely in again to Messbarger. Prasoski sets. Herbert again. This time it's blocked right on the net. Tipped over by Roth and got the kill. Roth has been dominant at the net here in game 3. Blocked it up into the air and then tipped it down. And Kearney Catholic will call timeout. Centura has fought off 3 match points. They've got to do it one more time, though. Your score, Kearney Catholic 24, Centura 23. We're going to keep it right here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC. Whenever the match ends, the New West Sports Medicine post-game show, final stats, coaches' interviews, as we get you ready for the weekend tournaments for high school volleyball. Again, football tomorrow. Loomis Pleasanton here on Classic Hits. Giltner Overton on the breeze, 94.5. Kearney Catholic Cozad on ESPN, 1460. We're ready to go. Match point number four for Kearney Catholic, 24-23. Kromakowski serves it across to Studi. Here is the slide. Herbert right side blocked. Comes back over. Dug out by Kromakowski. Bump set calling from the 10-foot line. Oprich off the tip. Oh, Kromakowski stumbled, but they kept it alive. Free ball over to the Stars. Prasoski dumps it over. Roth is ready. Joust at the net. Blocked by Oprich. Tip back over Roth, and we're tied. What a run by Centura. What a run. What guts. Casey Kromakowski had her ankle give out from her, went to her backside, and still kept it alive. And now, free volleyball, 24-all. Kromakowski across to Colling. Prasoski sets. Herbert, that one is down. She had a couple opportunities that kept getting blocked. And Paige will get the kill, her ninth. And it is match point again for Kearney Catholic, their fifth attempt to put it away. 25-24, Allie Prasoski to serve. And that one is back over to Neville, stays in the back row. They'll try to set it up outside, and it's going to be tipped over. Free ball for the Stars. Prasoski sets Herbert on the outside. Down and good, and Kearney Catholic hangs on to win game number three. But they had to go extra points to win it 26-24. I'm telling you, folks, if Centura can shake off just those little mini slumps that we saw tonight, and I don't know if they played like this against most other teams, those probably wouldn't even be slumps. But this is a good volleyball team. This is a volleyball team that, I'm going to tell you right now, should be in the semifinals of the conference tournament when we get to that later in the month. But Kearney Catholic does, as expected, come in and sweep Centura, but it was not easy tonight. Centura announced their presence right out of the gate with an 8-2 lead in the opening set. Then the Stars scored six in a row and went on to win it 25-17. The Stars were up 7, 20-13 in Game 2 before we were tied at 22 and Kearney Catholic won it 25-22. And then the Stars were up 20-13 again here before we got it all knotted up and Kearney Catholic won 26-24. The Stars go to 7-0, Centura 4-4, probably the best 500 team in this part of the state. When we come back, we will be bringing you our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Some good volleyball tonight. It ends up being a sweep for Kearney Catholic, but there was some work involved, and it's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back into it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic wins it in three sets. We'll talk with head coach Chris Connor in a moment. Let's take a look at the third set stats. First off, here's what I had unofficially for Centura. Mariah Neville had a service point. Casey Kromakowski had three service points and five kills. Emily Kromakowski had four service points. One was an ace block, and a kill. Maddie Roth had four ace blocks in that game. She also had four kills. Carly Nitsch, three service points. And Madison Myers, a service point and two kills. I had Centura for 11 kills, five ace blocks, and one ace serve in the third set. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had one kill. Morgan Studi had two kills from the libero position. Whitney Colling had three service points, it looks like, one of those being an ace. Madison Squires had an ace block and a kill. Courtney Shundoff had three kills in that game. Callie Oprick had two ace blocks and three kills. Anna Squires had three service points and two kills. A service point for Allie Prasoski. In fact, two of them for Allie. McKenna Butler had a kill. And Paige Herbert with five service points and four kills. So overall, Kearney Catholic had to earn it. I have them for 17 kills, three ace blocks, and a total of one ace serve in the third set. So not a lot of errors there in game number three. We'll come back and talk with the coaches, Allison Feeney of Centura, Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic, right after this on the New West Sports postgame show.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the New West postgame show here on Classic Hits. Pleased to be joined by the head coach at Centura, Allison Feeney. And coach, 4-4 after eight matches, but boy, the competition that you have seen, and you played some really good volleyball in that time, and very rarely can you come off of getting swept, but when you're playing the two-time defending champion feeling good, I would imagine you have to like the way your kids played tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of an oxymoron, actually, to feel good about losing. But, yeah, when you shake hands at the net after the match and that class, you know, C1 champion says that you're the best team that we played all year, I think that we can go in the locker room and we can pat ourselves on the back on that and know that we've always got stuff to work at. But you go and look at our schedule and you see C1 is all we played so far at the top of our schedule, and September is rough for us, but we are building a program that we don't really care what your name is across the net. We want that challenge because we're going to make ourselves better by who we keep playing. So,
well, let's just get this out of the way. You've got a sub-district that I think you'll be the favorite in, but no matter what happens, you've got another defending state champion in the postseason, and that's what everybody will talk about, and wild cards and all that come into play. But how do you make sure that you don't think about the big picture that, oh my gosh, Hastings St. Cecilia or Donovan Trumbull probably are waiting at the end of the year for us?
I know. It's kind of one of those, you're dying to see who your sub-district and who you're married up with for your district final is, and then when you hear it, you're like nightmares for the next, you know, 75 days. So another one of those crazy things, but we feel real confident with our sub-district, but as you know, Luplat Conference, there's nobody that's ever on top, really. There's, I mean, tough volleyball every single night in the Luplat Conference, and I don't think that we can discount anybody right now, but we are excited about our sub-district and know that it's nice to see St. Cecilia in a try here against Bow in about another 3 weeks. And so we do get a taste of them before we actually possibly would see them in that sub-district. So
tell me what you like tonight and maybe overall about your team so far. You're not as balanced as some teams when it comes to attackers. You got three girls that get up there and get the job done. So depth is always something that every team wants, but what are you really liking from what you've seen so far?
Well, actually, after our first match against Central City, I showed the girls the stats, and we had probably six or seven girls with 4 to 9 kills in them. So I don't think actually a lot of benches can probably say that they can pull six hitters off and run a 6-2 around that then either. So I think that we can pull a freshman in with Emily Krolikowski tonight, and if somebody's maybe having an off night, we can pull a freshman in and say that we can still rock and roll with some teams then too. So I'm trying to build that bench so that I can fall back to them then too. So I really would say that probably my bench, and I feel like I'm pretty strong with hitters too. And when somebody's having an off night, I really do feel that we can feed that ball to 2, 3, 4 more people too. So
We're talking with Centura coach Allison Feeney here in the New West postgame show. I know the Sokolowski sisters and the Brannigan sisters, and I'm sure there's so many more that you get the older sister getting at least 1 year to play with the younger. How's that relationship? Not I don't mean sister wise, but I mean getting to play together and maybe learning, Emily learning from Casey.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that is a family that breeds competition, that's for sure. And so sometimes my heart's bigger than I think their heart is. Actually, I'm like, oh, are you guys being too mean on each other? But, it's a love relationship in that gym to make each other better, that's for sure. And with Casey going on to Hastings College, I mean, she obviously knows what she's talking about, and Emily responds to that very well. So she knows that she's trying to train her into to be the best she possibly can.
What's Casey say when somebody says, I thought you were a basketball player?
Oh, well, I asked her that last year then, too. I said, I am willing to get you to college ball. You just tell me what you want to do and, you know, where what avenue, if it's going to be basketball or volleyball. And so we kind of sat in that off season and decided it was going to be volleyball. So I think she's really going to invest that time this year to step up her level of game and be that leader on the court and leader that hopefully that college coach is proud that they're recruiting her for. So,
and Alice, you dug a hole. You got the quick start in the first set and then dug that hole in the second and third, not really on your own doing. Kearney Catholic was putting the ball away. But tell me a little bit about Maddie Roth. I mean, that blocking at the net and those last 4 or 5 points to get it tied at 24, that's an amazing run that you guys had here on your home court.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of told the girls in the locker room. I said, we can't wait to turn it on at the end of set one and set two and set three. I said, you know, it's amazing to see what possibly we could have, you know, looked like had we turned it on right out of the gates and stuff too, which, I mean, we did, you know, and then we kind of let them sneak back in. So that's what we've got to learn with these better teams is that we cannot, you know, take a lead lightly and we cannot let down at all. So that's just one thing that we're going to keep working on.
Finally, you've got a little time to practice, another week until given a program that's kind of struggling. Then you see Adams Central, a Nebraska Christian team that's off to a good start. Who's over at Adams Central, and what about the competition before you see St. Cecilia next month?
Well, we go into Gibbon actually this weekend, so I'm not going to discount Gibbon tournament this weekend. We have 5 varsity matches this weekend. We go to Gibbon, and we see Southern Valley, Burwell, who are both ranked up there in, you know, top 15 in C2 right now. And then, yeah, we'll turn around and see Gibbon for a duel next Thursday, and then we'll go to Adams Central. We'll see a tough Superior this year. Adams Central has got some height out of their middle hitters with Carly Bostock and Ashley Peter. We're going to see a rough September, and I came to Centura 3 years ago, and you just chalk it up to it's September ball, you know, and you got to play your best game. Unfortunately, right out of the gates, we don't have much practice time. We'll go practice tomorrow and then hit it hard again on Saturday. So, but yeah, we know we've got a hard schedule in September. So really, and I told the girls in the locker room just now, I said, we can't take anybody lightly on Saturday because we've got some good competition actually coming across from us then too on that net. So
well, I saw two really good volleyball teams tonight. So keep up the good work and can't wait to see you again later on this season, Coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Coach Allison Feeney of Centura. They come out on the short end tonight, but I'll tell you what, it's probably because they were playing number one. Anybody else would have got their hands full tonight from Centura. We'll talk with Coach Chris Connor when we return here on the New West Postgame Show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Take a look at the final stats while Coach Chris Connor makes her way up here. First off, for Centura, Mariah Neville, 2 service points. Casey Kolakowski had 7 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block, and she led the team with 11 kills. Her sister Emily had 7 service points. 1 was an ace, an ace block, 2 kills, and I don't even think she got in the first set. Maddie Roth, 5 ace blocks, 7 kills. Carly Nitsch led the team in serving with 9 points. Annika Gleason, 1 kill. And Madison Myers, dynamic sophomore, 5 service points, 2 aces, and she had 8 kills. Overall, 28 kills, 7 ace blocks, 4 ace serves. Centura falls to 4-4. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 4 service points. Kylie Teal, 4 kills. Morgan Studi had 9 service points, 3 of them aces, 2 kills. Whitney Colling, 8 service points, 2 of them aces. Maddie Squires, an ace block, 5 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 6 kills. Callie Oprick, 3 ace blocks, 6 kills. Anna Squires, 4 service points, an ace block, 7 kills. Allie Prasoski, 6 service points, 2 kills. McKenna Butler had a kill. And Paige Herbert had 10 service points tonight that led the team. One of those was an ace, and she also had 10 kills tonight for the Stars. So overall, in 3 sets, 43 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 6 ace serves. Kearney Catholic wins it 25-17, 25-22, 26-24 to go to 7-0. And Coach Chris Connor joins us. And Coach, the question is, you've seen a couple of good teams already, but boy, they gave you everything you wanted tonight.
You know, it was.
Did I unplug you?
Yeah, you did.
I'll talk louder.
That's all right. I'm used to that. Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, their front line showed no hesitation and weren't scared at all. They just kept hammering at us. And I thought maybe when we got up ahead of them, they would start doing some different things, but they didn't. They just kept hammering. And we had a hard time defending, really, I mean, between Roth and Krolikowski, I mean, we just had a hard time really getting out and getting to the sideline on them.
What happened on the blocks there in that third set? Has that been a problem at all for you this year, or was that something that popped up there in game 3?
It's been an off and on problem, so we just got to make sure that we're getting in a better position and getting over. You know, I think part of it is we're just not reading as well as we need to. So, we need to keep working technique.
Well, you're coming off beating Sutton, then you beat St. Cecilia in the battle of defending state champions. You walk out here, you're down 8-2 in the first set. And a couple errors in there, but what's the message to the team in that first time out? If you can tell us.
Well,
is it a wake up? Said, is it, hey, this ain't Saturday? Is it, hey, what do we got going here?
I think the message was, see these walls? They are the same as the walls at Kearney Catholic. And, you know, if I have to sub you out, you're going to go do an air chair against the wall because we weren't moving. We just, we couldn't seem to get anything flowing. And whether it was serve, receive, air, and then we have a hit air, and we'd be out of system. And, you know, when you're out of system, you just want to keep that ball in and try to get a good attack on it. But we were sailing it 5 to 8 feet long, and we just needed to settle down and get a little more focused, I think.
6 players with at least 4 kills or more, this looks like it will be the MO of the team. You want that kind of balance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Paige was definitely the go-to tonight. She had some great line shots and beat the block quite a few times. It was, Allie set her some pretty quick balls, and so that was nice to see, because it's hard to time that ball on the outside when Allie shoots it pretty hard. But any one of our hitters on any one of our days, I feel like, you know, if can lead the team. And so Allie's got an arsenal of really not just 5 hitters. She's got 6 hitters, because we're bringing, you know, between Courtney and Kylie, they're both doing a great job on the outside. And so, you know, we're trying to figure out, I mean, with either one of them in there, it doesn't drop off. So we feel like we have, you know, 6 solid swingers that we can bring in there.
What about, because that is the biggest piece of the puzzle that you had to replace from last year, is Shayla graduating, and I know there was a lot of discussion and thinking about what you wanted to do with that setter position. How did you decide that Allie was the one you wanted there, and how do you think she's done through the first part of the season?
Well, I mean, we've been running, I mean, the first probably 3 or 4 games we were running Maddie and Anna too, and they come in and they set a lot in practice, which is also hard for them because then they don't get as many swings either. But we know they can come in if Allie's having an off game, or, you know, or getting killed in that front row, that we can switch into a 6-2 pretty easy and still be, you know, have an effective offense. Allie's just got a lot more experience, you know. I mean, she's got a lot more sets, and just having those reps is huge, and so just a little more consistent. But, you know, I think those two will get there, and we got Beans that can still set the ball. So, you know, there's girls coming up, but it's hard to replace experience.
Yeah. Last question for Coach Chris Connor, because everyone's kind of had their eye on this Gothenburg Invitational on Saturday, where you're going to get a rematch of last year's state championship with Minden. You've got Gothenburg on their home court with Reeves, the Nebraska recruit. I don't know a whole lot about Hershey, but you're definitely going to see some competition for the second straight Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be nice to go in and have to play some good teams. And, you know, we definitely have to come out more ready than we did tonight. And so it's a good wake-up call for us. And got a lot of things to work on, and it'll be a good chance for us to see Minden. And, you know, we saw him twice this summer. And he's had to deal with some adversity there. So I feel his pain, because we were there last year, you know, and we had our players go down. And so, but the good thing for them is at least it's early, and so hopefully those girls will mend.
All right, Coach, let's get home. We'll see you in a couple of weeks against Central Catholic.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Chris Connor joining us here on the New West Sports Postgame Show. We'll wrap things up here with a final score of Kearney Catholic sweeping a very game Centura team 25-17, 25-22, and 26-24. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Don't forget Tampa Bay and Atlanta on your way home. ESPN 1460 and 1550, but it's not much of a game. Atlanta 35, Tampa Bay nothing, and they're not to halftime. Tomorrow, high school football, Loomis Pleasanton here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic at Cozad, one of the big games of the year on ESPN 1460. For our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.